London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Pilgrims and Palestinians celebrating in Bethlehem and in the Vatican. And Al-Shabaab attacks UN peacekeepers in Somalia. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
Christmas celebrations kicked off in Bethlehem.
Gesù, il figlio di Dio, il salvatore del mondo.
That is Pope Francis delivering his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square, where he condemned what he called the brutal persecution of Christians in the Mideast and Africa. The Pope discussed many of the major conflicts and crises going on in the world and urged peace in places like Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, condemning last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan. The Pope also offered blessings for Ebola victims, particularly the people of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, as well as those providing their care. Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians, celebrating the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And security forces are on high alert in several countries this Christmas because of concern that radical Muslim groups could attack churches or Christian communities. In Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority country, security officials have deployed more than 150,000 policemen and military personnel across the country to deter acts of violence against Christians. Somali group Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union peacekeeping force base in Somalian capital Mogadishu. A spokesman for the AU mission, Ali Hamoud, tells VOA 7 to 10 Al-Shabaab gunmen entered the compound. Two attackers detonated suicide bombs, three others were killed in gunfire, and two more still remain inside the compound but are now surrounded by troops. The spokesman said there are casualties among the AU troops but didn't have details. This is VOA News. Sony Pictures is now distributing the controversial comedy, The Interview, online. 200 independent theaters will screen the movie today throughout the United States. Sony had pulled the film from general release last week after several large U.S. theater chains said they would not show it because of threats of violence. The comedy tells the story of two journalists who are recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and unknown attackers hacked Sony Pictures' computer website earlier this month, stealing valuable, highly confidential information and products. The U.S. blames North Korea for the cyber attack, a charge which Pyongyang denies. China leads the world in executions, sentencing thousands of people to death every year. There are, however, signs the Chinese government is reducing the number of crimes punishable by death. Shannon Van Sant reports from Beijing.
Earlier this year, China announced plans to remove 9 crimes from the list of capital offenses, including counterfeiting, fraudulent fundraising, and forcing others into prostitution. The move came as Chinese President Xi Jinping sought to crack down on corruption. In 2011, China dropped 13 offenses from its list of crimes punishable by the death penalty, and these policy changes are having impact. Last year, China executed 2,400 people. While that is still more executions than the rest of the world combined, it is a 20% drop from 2002, when China executed 12,000 people. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Syrian activists said today Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria have reclaimed the town of Qasayib after fighting with Islamic State group militants that killed at least 30 of the militants. The extremists seized the area earlier this week in Hasaka province near the Turkish border. Meantime, the father of a Jordanian captured by the militants in Syria is pleading with the rebel group for his son, who is a fighter pilot's safe return. The father appealed to the religious extremists to treat First Lieutenant Muath al-Qasisaba as a guest, not a hostage, telling them, "We are all Muslims." Jordan says it is stepping up its efforts to secure the release of the pilot captured by the militants on Wednesday after his jet crashed in a militant-controlled area of Syria. This man is the spokesman for the Jordanian government.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
The U.S. general overseeing the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in Syria and Iraq denied the militants shot down the plane and strongly condemned IS for capturing the downed pilot. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.